WTNA, Atlanta, Lawrenceville.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I've seen some nuts before, but these two must have escaped from a fruitcake.
Determination.
What's the big deal?
Have you ever seen Watership Down?
Yes. That's like the coolest thing to show a six-year-old.
That could have possibly ruined my childhood.
Oh, but I'm pretty sure that's part of it, yes.
It is. It's hilarious. So, it's a cartoon, but... you know, parents thinking, oh, it's a cartoon, you know, it should be okay with the kids. No, there's bunnies murdering each other. And I mean, there's dead bodies in the road. Like, there's like blood everywhere. I'm not joking you right now. And it's based off a book. I don't know when the book was like written, but I mean, the, in the story, it's like, they start with, like, the little bunnies in the bunny houses, and there's kind of, like, you know, they got the chief bunny and, you know, his little war bunnies, and then it goes down to the little minions. Well, it was the main characters, the brother, the little brother, it's like he's psychic. He's a psychic bunny. And... He tells his brother, older brother, that he had a dream and that something's bad's coming and it's gonna kill everybody. We gotta leave. We gotta leave tonight. And his brother actually like believed him, and they snatched up some other little bunnies and left. It's like, and it was so weird because it's almost like they were slaves because they couldn't leave on their own because all the little higher bunnies were running after them and attacking them and everything. I remember watching this as a kid, and I know
this explains a lot.
you watched it too? No, because I remember watching it the first time, scares the living crap out of me, but whenever it would come on, I would watch it again. I don't understand why. Even, and it was still scared me, even though I knew what was coming.
Because you're messed in the noggin.
You're messed in the noggin.
You're more messed than me.
No, but, so listen, bullshit, I'll kick your ass. Anyway,
okay, you see, my point made. Yeah,
So, I just discovered on Netflix, they did like a remake of it. It's still like digital and stuff, but yeah, it's a remake, and I just started watching it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But it's on Netflix.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just at the beginning. I didn't watch it all.
You never watch something all the way through, do you?
Like, yes, in one sitting?
I do. No, when it's on Netflix, I always hear about you watching it in segments.
Well, there are things called shows, and they have them in segments.
Oh, so it's not like a full movie.
This one's a full movie, but I didn't feel like sitting there for 3 hours. Or how long a thing is. I remember when I was a kid, the thing was long, too. Yeah. So, you'd be sitting there for like 2 hours. Yeah. That just came to light. That came to mind.
Watership Down.
Mm-hmm. And I don't... I kind of don't know what the meaning... Like, the whole... Like, I'm pretty sure there's an underlying meaning behind it. I never, like, read the book. I have it, but I never read it.
Just like Dracula. Well, no, you did read Dracula. Oh, yeah. Well, you kind of did.
Oh, I've got like maybe five chapters left.
You read it while listening to it.
Because, you know, I'm a little busy.
We all are.
Busier.
Ah, okay, it's a competition. You're busier.
I forgot where I left off. I know that they were, like, in the cemetery, you know, trying to go after her and do all the things. Mm-hmm. Wait. Any minute now.
Wait. And that delayed response was brought to you by... Oh, God.
I've just been so busy lately. I just, my mind's been going like 10 different directions.
I can tell.
No.
Actually, yes, I can.
Yeah. You know, work, and I swear I work with a bunch of like immature boys.
And they're listening right now.
So. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the latest. This is what they love to do. I'll walk in the room, and they like to say my name very high-pitched. Christina! Like, they do that all the time. And so, when I walk in the room, they all do it. And I'm sitting in my office, and it was like three or four of them. They're over there repeating my name over and over again. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to kill. Oh, my God. Christina! I'm like, I'm dying. And then, you know what else they did? They pulled up on the computer some type of, like, app thing, and you could type the name in or the words, and it'll say it back to you. So then they were doing it on that thing, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I kid you not. First thing, I'll get there in the morning. That's what they do. I'm just like, can't right now.
Yeah, my head's been in a million different places, but just stressed out over everything else.
Yeah, and I'm getting frustrated because I need to chase some ghosts. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been. I mean, it hasn't been that long, but you know.
Yeah, but you want to do something to keep your mind busy other than work.
Well, and it's, you know, fun.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's expensive sometimes.
Depends on if you have to, like, travel somewhere.
Well, also now the fact that we're doing it as a show, time is money.
Yeah.
That was my problem with the previous show. Time is money.
Yeah, God, that took me a minute. Jesus. I had to think about that one.
Yeah, and I was like, why are you thinking about it?
Like, huh?
Something's captured her mind, and I don't even know she knows what the fuck it is.
Well, I thought I was losing my mind, because, like, I do special things. Like, there's a little light switch, sort of like a light switch, a switch next to my door. The door to leave my apartment, and it actually turns on the outlet. So if you had a light hooked up to it, it would turn on. Well, I had like some Christmas lights hooked up to it, and I keep like doing this to myself. I think I turn the damn shit off. I leave and I come back and the shit's on. I'm like,
and you turn. What
I
you
swear
do.
To
yeah.
God, I turned the shit off. And I couldn't tell you how many times I've done that. And it always seems like it's that, just that little light switch. But then, here's another annoying thing about my apartment. I've got a security system in there. And it'll beep when I open the door. And, like, this has happened maybe 3 or 4 times now. I'll either come home or I'll wake up. And the damn thing is just beeping. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. I'm like, son of a bitch. Beep, beep. And I don't know how to work it. So I just start pressing buttons to make it stop.
Surprised you haven't made like a ton of alarms go off yet.
Not yet. But it seems to work when I press the buttons, it'll shut up.
Oh, God.
At least until like the next like...
I wonder if it needs a battery.
If only if it would just shut off, I'd be happy. But then it says that there's movement in, what is it, like, room 2 or something? Area 2? I'm like, what the F is area 2? Like, what the hell? Like,
you got ghosts.
I don't understand. Well, I don't even know the history, really, of this building I'm in. I was told that it was built in the 80s, but then I look at, like, the construction and everything, and it looks 70. Older.
Yeah.
I was thinking more 50s.
Yeah, it's possible, but the style looks more 70s. Four quadrant apartment building, which would actually have been a townhouse if it was built now with fireplaces.
Well, the moldings and everything, to me, it feels like it's like 50s. Just and the tile and the bathroom, it feels like 50s.
Yeah, but they actually still use that tile in the 70s. I remember. Ugh. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, no, I remember like some of the crazy colors they had, like a really off yellow.
Oh, don't. Yeah. Like, no, they would use damn like soft pink.
Yeah.
And baby blue bullshit. Who the F in this world
very
thought that looked good?
Yeah, or that very really flat looking green.
Ah, that in the that yellow. Oh God.
Yeah, the yellow is the worst one.
I had a place in, I guess it was in California, Long Beach, that I lived at, and it had like that kind of color tile. I think it was yellow, and that was built in 1922. I mean, they could have renovated it at some point along the line, but man, they did a shitty job. Because that's another issue I have with these damn shoddy construction jobs that homeowners think they can do. I'm sorry, if you're a homeowner, don't do that shit. Go pay somebody to do it right.
Yep.
That just it angers me.
To me, this last couple of months, my head's been like in 15 million places, and it's mostly due to work. I mean, the holidays went through, and I don't even really remember them.
And honestly, I was glad the holidays are over, and I was so annoyed because before the holidays, I was like planning on actually enjoying them and all that kind of stuff. But then it was like we were getting into it, and I was so stressed out. I had so many things going back and forth, you know, money issues, you name it. And I was just like, I want this shit to be over. Like, I'm just, and it just didn't feel like,
I just
you
felt
know?
Like everyone around me was getting more and more angry, and not about me, I mean, just situational. And I was just like, really? You know, I got to the point where I just threw it all up in the air. I was like, forget it. I'm just not planning anything. I'm not doing anything. People invited me to parties and stuff. I was like, nope, ain't doing it. Just holidays are done for me. Christmas came and went.
Yeah, and
New Year's Eve, I didn't do shit. It just came and went. And it kind of pissed me off in the end that I did that route. But, I mean, it really just got to the point where everything felt uncomfortable.
Well, I always like taking my time, like getting presents for people and stuff like that. You know, actually trying to find the present for them that I want to get. But then it's like I had no money, and I got to the point where I was just getting people what I could afford, whether if it was really what I wanted to get them or not.
I had to get creative. The only person I didn't get creative with was you, and I actually still was able to.
And so there's certain people,
like my parents and shit, I had to get super creative. I mean,
there's certain people that are just, they're easy to buy for because, you know, they're going to like, you know, this and this because that's just, you know, and like, it's kind of like the same thing with me, with my parents. I was like, I have no damn clue.
Yeah.
And it's like some people like you, and I think there was like maybe one other person where it's like so easy. You can just walk in a store because you know, oh, that's exactly, and it's easy to find, you know. But
that's how it was for me, and people thought it was funny, but I was like, no, actually, she's easy to buy for, and it was actually because I know what you like. It's affordable. I mean, you don't.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, telling someone it's like it's now. They're like, what are you gonna do? It's like, if I got something fancy, she'd get pissed. And I was like, But what she likes is not overly expensive or anything else. So it's like, it's just fun. And
yeah, my mom, she has expensive tastes. My dad, he's just, you know, he doesn't have expensive tastes, but I mean, he doesn't really have many hobbies or anything that he does. He likes to watch TV and movies, but it's kind of hard, you know, with him, because, you know, he works all day and he comes home and that's the only time he really has, just sit in front of the TV. So he doesn't really have any hobbies. My sister, she can just be particular about stupid crap. You'd think that she would be easy to buy for because she's got some of the same interests as I do. No.
She's picky.
No, yeah. And
she's like, she likes, you know, it's kind of,
and
like,
even Lisa,
like anime, it goes deep.
Well, like Lisa, she's pretty easy because she likes certain things. I mean, like cats. Get anything that's a cat. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Lisa too, if it's like fine or particular, she'd like prefer to get it herself. You know, or you go with her or something like that. So she doesn't make it like bad.
Yeah.
So like if you know she wants to get something but she's particular about it, she's like, well, let's go, and you know. And so that part of it is easy, too. I mean, but I don't know. Overall, I mean, I really, well, beginning of the year, I was hoping to be alive by Christmas. And that was my goal. But it really upset me how it went. Because I was just like, even when I tried to get a hold or get a hold to be with people that, you know, I'm close to, they seemed to be stressing out the same way, too. And they would get mad at just trying to make the plan. And I was like, the fuck? You know, I was like,
well,
this is bad.
Week before Christmas, I was out of town.
Yeah.
And I was literally buying my presents. That weekend was it for me, buying everybody damn presents.
I remember you calling me going, and I was like, take your time.
I was so frustrated. Because at that point, you know, it's hard to find the things that you're looking for because they're gone. Then on top of that, you're strapped for time.
Well, see, with me, it was I wasn't out of town, but I was working, covering shifts for people who were on vacation.
Yeah.
And so I actually bought everything in 2 days.
That was about me, but it's funny. I have a couple friends that I hadn't, you know, finished their gifts yet. No, well, like, I got, like, half of it, but I hadn't, like, finished.
Yeah, but those are the friends that you don't see that often, so you got the time.
Ish. Well, I've seen him a couple times since Christmas. But it's like, for them, it's like I don't really go all out. I mean, I'll try to with like my parents and my sister, but you know. Yeah. And
I'm
on the list.
I'm only missing one person. That's the person who sent me the George
Jefferson. I got one, two. I got three. And I have one more that I wanted to get something for, but I hadn't seen her since before Christmas. So, because she goes and sees her family up north, so, for Christmas.
I got one pertinent, and then I got family, but that family, it doesn't really matter when I get it, just because we rarely, I mean, we have to ship it out and everything.
Well, so, on top of that, to be honest, I don't want to spend more damn money.
Me either. I've gotten,
like, I'm tired of, like,
I cheated out on some of them. Some people who I usually don't get gift cards for, I ended up just getting gift cards. I was like, I can't. I don't have the time this year.
Well, I don't, like, I've already spent all this money already on people.
See, because, like,
last year. And they never, you know, equally do what I do for them.
Last year, it was easy because I had the coffee. So, it was like, okay, that's half of everyone's present. Because we bought more coffee than I could sell.
Yeah.
And but then this year, I don't know, man. Like, this year, just, it didn't go right.
Yeah, and I do feel also that, because I was wanting it, you know, to be how it, you know, is. But it's like, I think other people, like my family and stuff, were kind of in the same boat.
So, like, not last year, but the year before last went easy. It went really freaking easy. I mean, I don't know why, but even though I was working the same job and everything, I seemed to have more time. And then the year before that, well, yeah, I was slightly, I was self-employed at that time, I think. No, I still had this job. It was a couple years back when I was self-employed. It went super easy, but I didn't have the people. Mm. It's like everyone else was either moving or something. Yeah, so I was flying solo.
I mean, I did go out for New Year's, but it's like,
you
didn't, I don't know.
Sound so enthused about
it. I don't really put too much effort, like, or stock into New Year's just because, I don't know.
Like, I know, this year was kind of funny. You were like, I'd rather stay home. I was like, okay.
Okay, well, when the people you're supposed to go to an event with don't even, like, communicate with you, and the event had already started an hour and a half before, and they're not even there, and they show up an hour after you get there, yeah, you're a little pissed.
Oh, yeah. The other weird thing about it is, like, this year...
Which, for me, when it comes to New Year's, is a reoccurring event. This is probably the third time this shit's happened to me on New Year's.
To me, the other weird thing about the holidays this year was that communication with people just seemed to not happen. And I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about in general. I mean, because you and me, we knew why.
Yeah.
We knew why. But with everyone else, it was like... Well, I mean, we had a good idea why. We don't know exactly why. But with everyone else, it just seemed to not happen.
Yeah, and we always go see my bigger family. And it's like, yeah. A lot of times we don't want to go there because obviously the family issues. And you just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, but
is sad.
This year is like, I don't know. It was just bizarre. It just, like, people who I usually talk to or I normally communicate with on a regular basis, that didn't happen during the holidays. It was like, I was actually many days where I was just getting the radio stuff done because no one's communicating. It's like they were avoiding it on purpose.
Well, I'm honestly glad they're over, and now I'm just trying to, like, get things organized and get through January and start hitting the ground running, so, yeah.
Well, you gotta take that test again, right?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
So.
Garage door. Well, guys, this is, I'm getting the signals.
Hold on.
That means we have to go.
I think that was the wrong one, but
yeah, it was. And time's up. We gotta go. So don't forget, the K&A show is available on ATL Radio X. You can find us on all the platforms and all your podcast downloads. Till next time. Get the fuck off my lawn.
Cha cha cha.
That's all, folks.
Made in Georgia.
Aiden Bob was born in the early 20th century by the hand of Albert Fouquet, the son of a Parisian aristocrat and perfume connoisseur. In a room on the upper floor of the family chateau, Fouquet created and perfected various essences for his own personal use, aided by Philippe, the family butler.
As the story is told, one night during a summer vacation in 1937 on the French Riviera, Albert met a young American student who was touring France in a converter, John F. Kennedy. Within minutes of being introduced, John was captivated by the essence that Albert wore. Due to John's charm and congeniality, Albert felt persuaded to leave him a sample of his cologne at the hotel.
On returning from his vacation, Albert received a letter from John in the US, thanking him for the kind gesture and informing him of the success of his perfume amongst his friends. He requested that Albert send him 8 samples, and if your production allows, another one for Bob. He ordered several boxes decorated with the same pattern on the shirt that John F. Kennedy was wearing the day they met, and then labeled the bottles and boxes with John's amusing request, Aiden Bob. Decades later, the formula for Aiden Bob has been completely recovered, along with its carefully crafted production process. Once again, it has become one of the most exclusive colognes preferred by the world's most elegant men and women. Eight and Bob is more than a perfume. It is a lifestyle concept. And each of the fragrances takes us to a magical moment lived by Albert Fouquet during his experiences around the world. Nuit de Mougeve, an ode to Albert Fouquet's magical night, where Albert met Anique and was bewitched by her charm and beauty. Moustique, a tribute to the magic of this island, inspired by the memories of its crystalline waters and the eternity of its sunsets and landscapes which remain unchanged throughout history. Champs de Provence, the freshness of the spring in an Italian villa, the taste of the wine, and the good moments of friendship. Egypt collects the spirit of the culture of ancient Egypt. Fouquet was fascinated with this civilization and their scents. Cap des Antibes captures the essence of those summer days sailing in the Grand Bleu, enjoying the golden sunsets in the charming Riviera. And now, in 2018, we present a limited edition in honor of our collaboration with Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights. A new, special edition of Albert Fouquet's masterpiece. A timeless, elegant perfume for the most distinguished men and women.
Major Dallas, you've been selected for a mission of the utmost importance.
What mission?
Save the world.
WTNA, Atlanta, Lawrenceville.